and one afternoon about a week later, Tiffany went to see Granny Weatherwax. It was only 15 miles as the broomstick flies, and as she still didn't like flying, Miss Level took her, the invisible part of Miss Level. Tiffany lay flat on the stick, holding on with arms, legs and knees, and took a paper bag to be sick into, because no one likes anonymous sick dropping out of the sky. She was also holding a large Hessian sack. She didn't open her eyes until the rushing noises had stopped, and when she fell off, the broomstick was just above some quite thick moss. "Thank you," she said as she got up. She looked around this clearing on the side of a hill. It was unfenced. There was a well and a cottage. At one side of the cottage were Granny Weatherwax's beehives, and as Tiffany turned to look at them, the bees poured out in a dark stream. They swarmed towards her, formed a column, and made a witch of bees in front of her, thousands of them all holding station in the air. Then with a rise in the level of buzzing, the witch made of bees leant closer to her, as if staring at her with its thousands of little jewelled eyes. "Shall we dance?" Tiffany said. Then there was a faint piping noise from inside the figure, and the bee witch exploded into a spreading, buzzing cloud which raced away across the clearing and disappeared. Tiffany breathed out.
"Now some would have found that scary," said a voice behind her.
"Good afternoon, Granny Weatherwax." Then she turned.
"And to what do I owe the pleasure?"
Tiffany opened her sack. "I've brought your hat back."
"Have you? Why?"
"Because it's yours. Thank you for the loan of it." Granny lifted up the battered hat.
"I dare say there's young witches who'd give their high teeth for an old hat of mine."
"There are. But I think everyone has to find their own hat, the right one for them."
"I see you're wearing one of them skyscrapers with stars. Think that makes it more magical, do you? Stars?"
"I did when I bought it.
And it'll do for now."
"Until you find the right hat?" "Yes."
"Which ain't mine?"
"No."
"Good. Tell me, your grandmother, did she wear a hat?"
"No, not usually. She'd wear an old sack as a kind of bonnet when the weather was really bad, but she said hats only blow away up on the hill."
"Ah, she made the sky her hat then.
But you didn't come to talk about hats."
Granny stared at Tiffany's hopeful face and sighed.
"Come outside then," she said. "I'll give you lesson one. It's the only lesson there is. It don't need writing down in no book with eyes on."
She led the way to the well in her back garden.
"You understand that glittery stuff is just toys, and toys can lead you astray."
"Yes."
"Then take off that shiny horse you wear around your neck, girl, and drop it in the well."
Obediently, half hypnotized by the voice, Tiffany reached behind her neck and undid the clasp. The pieces of the silvery horse shone as she held it over the water. She stared at it as if she was seeing it for the first time. And then, "She tests people," she thought, "all the time."
"Well," said the old witch.
"No," said Tiffany. "I can't."
"Can't or won't?" said Granny sharply.
"Can't," said Tiffany and stuck out her chin. "And won't." She drew her hand back and fastened the necklace again, glaring defiantly at Granny Weatherwax. The witch smiled.
"Well done," she said quietly. "If you don't know when to be a human being, you don't know when to be a witch, and if you're too afraid of going astray, you won't go anywhere. May I see it, please?"
Tiffany reached behind her neck, undid the clasp, and handed over the necklace. Granny held it up. The pieces of the silver horse shone. Funny, ain't it? It seems to gallop when the light hits it. She watched it twist this way and that. Well-made thing. Of course, it's not what a horse looks like, but it's certainly what a horse is. And Tiffany stared at her, mouth open. For a moment, Granny Aching stood there, grinning. And then Granny Weatherwax was back. Did she do that, she wondered? Or did I do it myself?